Listening Library presents The Pepins and Their Problems by Polly Horvath. Read for you by Julie Halston. Toads in Their Shoes. There are always problems in the lives of Mr. and Mrs. Pepin, their children, Petunia and Irving, their dog, Roy, their cat, Miranda, and their very fine neighbor, Mr. Bradshaw. Now, all families have problems, and all families, one hopes, eventually solve them. But the Pepins and their very fine neighbor, Mr. Bradshaw, have problems of such a bizarre nature that they are never able to find a solution and get on with their lives without the help of you, dear listener. Just recently, the Pepins awoke to find toads in their shoes. This was quite a puzzler. "What shall we do?" asked Mrs. Pepin, who needed to put her shoes on so she could catch the 8:05 train to her part-time job at the domestic laboratory on the outskirts of beautiful downtown Peony, where she led the field in peanut butter experiments. The domestic laboratory was not a strict company, but it did require its workers to arrive shod. "What shall we do?" asked Mr. Pepin, who needed his shoes so he could drive them both to the train station. There he would catch the 8:10 to work at the cardboard factory, where he was in charge of corrugation.
"I am not putting my foot into a toad-filled shoe," said Petunia, who was in the fifth grade, where she wasn't in charge.